Hi folks, Matt McSpira here, technical evangelist for Microsoft, and coming to you from DockerCon 2016 here in Seattle. Didn't have to travel far. I've got Michael with me here. He's going to talk to us about some of the stuff that you guys are doing around the Microsoft platform, so Windows containers. Before we get into that, tell us a bit about you. What do you do at Docker?
I'm a product manager, and I work on a lot of the Microsoft-related stuff that we're trying to do, both making .NET work really well in Docker containers, the way Visual Studio uses Docker for debugging, and making Docker great experience with Azure, and then finally kind of Windows containers, the new Windows features that are showing up in Windows Server 2016 and Windows 10 insider builds that we're really excited about.
So there's loads of stuff going on. As I was coming up the escalator in the conference, I was reading the kind of signs and the banners and stuff, and it said probably a year or two ago, there was a couple of million downloads or container downloads, and now we're up to billions of container downloads.
Yeah, 4.1 billion by yesterday.
Exactly. So it's phenomenally popular. More and more IT pros are getting more familiar with containers. And I think Windows Server containers will be a good way to help more IT pros embrace container technology. But bring us up to speed with some of the announcements and some of the work that you guys have done around Windows Server containers.
Yeah, so the latest tech preview is Tech Preview 5 for Windows Server 2016. And we really unlocked some of the nice workflows that Docker has. For example, we opened up a Docker Hub. So that's where the 4.1 billion pulls are
all
from.
All the images come from.
Yep. Right. So that now has full push-pull support for Windows container images.
Awesome.
So if you're a developer and you build a great Windows container image, you can now push that to Docker Hub, and then your colleagues can pull it, or maybe your CI system pushes to Docker Hub to a private repo,
right.
And your production system pulls that known good container image and deploys it on Windows Server 2016.
Cool, so you can contribute your own images that could be your line of business application plus an OS-based image, for instance.
Absolutely.
Right, nice, cool. So what are the things that are going on in the ecosystem around Docker and Windows Server containers? Have there been any announcements, or have we got any new stuff that the collaboration is bringing to market?
So we're really looking forward to the RTM when people will actually be taking this into production. It's still in tech preview, and we're just scrambling to make that as great an experience as we can. And we're both at Docker and at Microsoft, we're working with the community to build that ecosystem of content of like good base images across a wide variety of programming languages, mm-hmm. so that if you're a Windows developer, there's good base images for you to start from for .NET, for Python, Node, Go, so you can get started building Windows containers really quickly.
Right, so these are all frameworks that you would run inside the container to run your application, to run your workflows.
Yeah, and so the nice thing about Docker is the way images work is that they're layered, so you have the Windows base layer, and then we want to make sure that there's a good kind of second layer for all of these different languages so that you just pop your app on top of that and you don't have to kind of reinvent the wheel and figure out how to install Go or .NET or all that stuff on top of the Windows base layer.
Cool. So when you think about Windows Server containers, we introduced it back in Technical Preview 3, and there was two ways to deploy. There was PowerShell and there was Docker. And or deploy and manage, and then Technical Preview 4 enhanced those. TP5 was a bit of a kind of reset. Let's focus in on a single way to more effectively manage and deploy with PowerShell for Docker.
Yep.
So have we seen much, what's been the uptake of Docker containers with Windows Server since through these various milestones?
So I mean, realistically, it's still a tech preview.
Yeah.
So the stuff that I monitor is GitHub repos that have Windows Docker files in them,
right.
And discussions both on the Docker forums and on the MSDN forums that are super active. And the number of now with Tech Preview 5, the number of Windows container images on Docker Hub, and it's growing, but it's still a small community that we're working hard to build up.
Well, it will take time as well. And traditional Windows Server users, IT professionals, they're used to the VMs, they're used to file servers and storage and networking and the core Windows Server that we've known for a long time. So embracing Windows Server containers is going to take time, but
for sure.
There's lots of resources to help people get started, right?
Yeah, and I think people are really embracing the workflows that we unlock with Docker, and it's looking good.
But it's not just on-prem with Windows Server containers. You can also use Docker technology to deploy across clouds, across different environments, but also if you're a developer or an IT pro is exploring, you can use Docker for Windows to start to build and deploy. Can you just tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, totally. So Docker for Windows, we just announced the public beta. Today, it's been in private beta for a couple of months.
Right.
So that's now fully open. You can go download it at docker.com/get-docker. And it was actually Marco Sinovich just demoed that at his keynote appearance here at DockerCon. So
nice.
That was super awesome.
Cool.
And the Microsoft Visual Studio team is doing really great work. So the Docker tools are just historically heavily CLI based because that's the most natural thing on Linux.
Yeah.
And we have the same experience on Windows. But actually, the Microsoft Visual Studio team is building really great tools. That's the Visual Studio tools for Docker. That let people who are more familiar with Visual Studio get set up to start building and debugging apps with Docker
right.
really easy. And it's super elegant. Once you install Visual Studio tools with Docker, there's a right-click menu item that generates Docker files for you, Docker Compose files,
right.
and sets up the Visual Studio debugging experience so that when you hit F5, that actually starts containers running on Docker for Windows and attaches to Visual Studio Debugger. So you're now stepping through code that's running inside of
the container.
Yeah.
So, awesome. And is that Windows Server containers and Hyper-V containers?
Right now, that only supports Linux containers.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
But going forward, naturally, that'll come into the platform. So we'll provide all the links as well under the video. You'll be able to download all of the, or get all the information that Michael's talked about. So to wrap up, so whereabouts should people go to get started to learn more about Microsoft and Docker technology, the core Docker technology? Where would you best redirect people?
So definitely docker.com. We just revamped the website. It looks great.
Nice. Running on containers?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, nice, there you go.
Yeah. So docker.com/get-docker to get Docker for Windows and other ways to install Docker on your system.
Yep.
I also think we have a landing page on docker.com/Microsoft.
Cool.
If you're interested in Windows containers, you're using Docker, but really Microsoft has the best documentation in getting started for that. So that's msdn.com/virtualization.
Correct.
I think.
Yes. I was going to do that for you, but you've nailed it. So yeah, virtualization. And the team run all the documentation on GitHub, so you can contribute, you can suggest samples and edits and all that cool stuff that GitHub really enables you to do. So it's a great collaborative effort. And yeah, so the work you guys are doing is awesome for Docker. Great work with Microsoft technology and Windows Server. So yeah, we'll just see it go from strength to strength as we approach the latest release or the final RTM.
Yep.
So stay tuned on the Containers channel for more interviews here at DockerCon. But thanks, Michael, for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Yep.
And we'll see you again soon.